Hey guys, I'm starting out a new financial channel with my co-host Michael Santinato. His channel is called BeFire Become Financially Indestructible. And we're trying to get his new channel up to 1,000 subscribers, so if you guys could go down there, the link is down below in the description. Also, the content's going to be released on his channel about 2 to 3 weeks before it gets released on mine. Again, the link is below, and now on with the show.
Welcome everyone to the How to Be Financially Indestructible show. We've got the one and only Sandman here today, YouTube exclusive, on a radical topic. Sandman, what the heck is semen retention, and can it make you financially indestructible?
So a lot of people call it NOFAP, right? So they basically say, you know, you don't want to fap off because you want to save all your precious minerals and you want to, like, you know, boost your ability to think and your ability to be creative by not expending your sexual energy. Now, like, you know, it's I don't think it's busting a nut that's actually the problem, but it's also banging the other squirrels, if you know what I mean. And by that, like, I mean, for me, I found that my energy, my ability to be creative and my ability to think and boost my IQ went up like massively the moment I stayed single for 6 to 12 months. So for most of my life, from like 16 to 35, I was always in a relationship, like serial monogamous. Mm-hmm. And then I got out of relationships and I spent 6 months kind of, you know, like clearing my head from all the queefs and from the cooches out there, let's so to speak. And then what happened on the other end of that, I noticed that my IQ and my productivity just absolutely spiked through the roof. It's like that episode of Seinfeld where you have like George Costanza. He's sitting there in the bar and he's like, he's a genius because he hasn't gone on a date in a couple months. And he's like doing all the math equations on the back of like a napkin and stuff. And everyone's so shocked. And then all of a sudden at the end of the episode, he goes dating and his intelligence just melts. So I've noticed this, that the moment I would get a girlfriend and that I would fall in love, that after a month, my productivity would collapse. But more importantly, because of my YouTube channel back in 2015, when I dated a couple women, I noticed the quality of my content collapse. Not because I noticed this, but because my audience noticed it. They said, like, what the hell is going on? Like, you're like a completely different person. Like, you're attacking other men for being single when you're promoting the idea that they shouldn't be. And then all of a sudden I realized that like my ability, like my biochemistry had altered based on my relationship status. And then I got out of a relationship early 2015, and then I cleared up in the summer, and then I got back into another relationship at the end of the summer and in early fall, and then it happened all over again. I started picking stupid topic ideas. I was no longer rational, and people could notice, and they were like, "You're dating again. Stop it." It's like you're you know, like, they just like they knew this. So
how did they know you were dating?
Because they knew by the quality of my work. They saw what was happening.
No way, dude.
Like, you totally see it. Right. And even I go back to my old videos at that time period and I notice like that it literally affected my entire ability to create, and not just create like the work. I was going through the motions and making the work, but it was about innovation. And there's a famous line by one of the characters from Westworld where he says, you know, like he talks about how I can't remember, what was he saying about it? Like, it was Ford. And he was talking about how, oh, the peacock feathers. So like human intelligence is like peacock feathers. It's designed as it's designed as a display to attract the mate. And then once you've mated, you don't need the peacock feathers anymore. So the brain just kind of deteriorates because, you know, now you've gone from peacock mode to, you know, feather mode. Now you've gone to like pair bond mode. And now your brain starts to tone down. So I did the whole 40 days no fap thing. I was religious, and it actually increased my spiritual energy. So if you're a religious person and you want to uplift, you know, have a better connection to, say, God, then yeah, do the no fap thing and see what happens. But then after like 40 days, like the junk stops working. It took a while to coax the junk back into action, so to speak. So what you have to be careful of.
Sorry, what? Say more about that.
But let's just say you lose the ability to get
libido.
Rigid. Let's put it that way. Like, let's say you lose your nocturnal emissions and you lose your ability to get rigid with blood flow, if you know what I mean. So if you shut that down, which I did for 40 days, it almost becomes like it took an effort to actually return blood flow to the nether regions. So you have to be careful with the whole NoFap thing. Like, yeah, if you want to go for it, if you want to really do the NoFap thing, don't just say NoFap, but like totally like eliminate all like dirty thoughts and see what happens. So it's not
I
just,
see.
go ahead.
So, but question for you. When your content went down and everything, like this is what I need to know. Was it dating and being in a relationship and just seeing women, or was it sex, or was it ejaculation? Because the whole NoFap thing is no masturbation, but semen retention, from what I've researched, can imply intimacy and sex, but no
No,
ejaculation.
ejaculation, and that's all fine. It was actually falling in love and sex that was destroying my ability to think. So I did not notice any difference. The only difference I noticed with the NoFap retention thing was a spiritual connection, right? So again, I take things to the extreme, as you know. So for me, when I noticed these patterns and I realized, okay, like I can like watch the craziest content I want and like not get my rocks off like in a room alone with a box of Kleenex, whatever, it doesn't matter. But if I get into a relationship, it's going to affect my ability to think. It's gonna give me a love lobotomy. It's a chemical lobotomy. That's the way I would describe it.
So being in love and just being with women
Yeah, exactly.
was the thing for you.
Yeah. So
That was
again,
your kryptonite.
yeah, that was my kryptonite. And, that was, I had artificial synchronicities preventing me from going my own way from women in my life. And once those happened, like I would get the perfect woman dropped in my lap to try to like distract me from the philosophy that I was involved in. It was pretty obvious what was happening. Anyway, go ahead.
So you're okay. So for you, it was just dating women. You could not date women or be in a relationship with women. That would screw up your thinking, your IQ, your clarity, your spiritual energy. Is
Yeah, exactly.
that right?
Yeah.
Okay. But you could have sexual intercourse and ejaculate, no problem. And that wouldn't mess with your energy?
No, it wouldn't mess with my energy. My spiritual energy, yes,
Wow.
but my productive energy, no. Now, there was one thing that elevated my productive energy even higher, and that was having a muse, somebody that I loved at a distance but couldn't consummate a relationship with. So, somebody that would be like an inspiration. Are you okay? Are you looking at something?
No, I'm
Oh,
just
yeah. It's,
mesmerized by this
yeah.
topic.
So like you would look at this person from a distance and you would be like, I love this person. Like I want to be with this person. But if I get together with this person, then all my creative productivity and energy will disappear. It'll be obliterated. So for me, having a muse, somebody that's like an intelligent woman that I absolutely love and adore, but don't touch, would actually be the most, that would increase my productivity the most. So give you an example of
That's
this and
interesting.
give you an example of this in real life, Salvador Dali. Salvador Dali was married, but he never touched his wife. He would literally have these like encounters where he would set up a whole orgy in his house, and then he would invite all these people to have sex in his house, but he wouldn't participate. He would just sit there and watch the whole time. Right? It was like some weird who's the famous director did 2001? Stanley Kubrick. It was like weird Stanley Kubrick thing where he's like sitting there watching everybody, but he's not touching anybody. And then what he would do is he would take all of that frustration and he would run to the other room and he would start painting on his canvas. And then that allowed him to create his iconic surrealist paintings by doing that.
So he would take the frustrated energy from not being able to or not participating in the sex. He would get really frustrated, and then he would take that energy and go paint.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you were talking about, I remember years ago you were talking about how, the the was a book the
sexual transmutation.
Yes, exactly, right? Like it was like the most successful people, they would take all of their sexual angst and they would put it into their business ventures. And then that would allow them to get so far ahead, you know, think and grow rich, Napoleon Hill, right? Like it would allow them to get further ahead of everybody else because that was their secret, right? That was the thing that they had that everyone else didn't. They had self-control and mastery. And so you wonder why at the end of the 19th, early 20th century, humanity progressed like so much because you had a lot of these rigid Victorian sexual repression ideals and people were a lot more sexually repressed. They were covered up. They didn't express their sexuality and that allowed them to be more productive and allowed them to create all of the amazing things around us.
Right, which is really interesting because for me, having traveled Latin America and South America, those are very sexual countries, very, very, very sexual countries. A lot of promiscuity, a lot of sexual activity, you know, Latin women, you know, Latin lovers, hot-blooded, all that stuff, right? The heat, skimpy clothing, all that stuff. They're not very productive in terms of countries. The GDP is low. The intelligence is low. The consciousness is low and slower. Their values and their integrity, I think, generally as a population is lower and slower. And I even had an idea when I was there thinking about, you know, countries like America and Canada. I thought, what if a country's GDP and is relative to its ability to keep its word, like be in integrity, you know, because to produce something is like you're going to do something. You say you're going to do it. You go do it. That's productivity.
Well, I
and
think
America
it's,
and Canada are
I think
high
it's
end,
part
but
of
other
it.
Latin countries are not.
It's also because we live in a more high end trust society, right? Like the trust horizon is a lot look further out. So we trust people a lot more that we're not going to get screwed over, right? If you say I'm going to do this and I'll pay you and blah 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 and we do it, but if you go to other countries, you know like I'll give you an example. Like a friend of mine used to work for his company. And they actually set up office out in Ukraine. And they gave the workers a perk, which was like a vending machine where they could just go and push the button and get any Coke that they wanted for free or like any soft drink, right? And then they came back a week later and the vending machine and all the Coke was gone. Like they stole the vending machine. And they're like, well, you do realize we're not going to get any more Coke now, right? Like you took the vending machine, like we can't restock it, right? Like, and they're like, that's okay. We have a vending machine now, right? Like, because they didn't trust that their employer was going to keep that vending machine there. So they just decided to take it instead, right? Because they don't, it's not a high trust horizon society.
Oh, wow.
So once you live in societies like that, you know, like for example, I went to Budapest in October and people leave scooters everywhere. Like they're parked out on the street corners. And they try, and I went to Belgrade and asked my cousin, like, how come you guys don't have scooters? They're like, well, we tried it. People just stole all the scooters. Like all the company just put the scooters on the corners and it was gone. I was like, oh, okay. Wow. Or like, I did a coaching call a few weeks ago with somebody in Atlanta and he's like, I looked up Google Maps and I saw all the scooters parked on the street corners, right? Because high trust society, nobody's stealing all the scooters in downtown Atlanta. They're all parked there. And you just pay on your phone and then you use it. And so anywhere that's more beautiful and more efficient, you get that trust level increasing.
I see. That explains one reason why in a place like Mexico, where I spent most of COVID, it's still a heavily cash-based society because that country barely trusts its government.
Yeah, it trusts your banks. You don't trust your government. Yeah, so I mean that's why a lot of places,
exactly.
Bitcoin has been because it's permissionless and it's you don't have to trust somebody when you're doing a transaction.
Exactly, trust yourself. Last question on the NoFap thing: does it work for women too?
Well, I don't know. Like I can't.
You know?
I can't. Well, okay, for women it's different. Like if for women. It's mileage, right? So like the more partners they have, you know, you get the, like you can tell a woman has had a lot of partners usually by looking in her eyes. And if you see the, you know, the 1000 eggplant stare, which means she's been with 1000 dudes, right? Like the more the mileage you can see, like in their eyes, this emotional like deadness almost And like once people pointed this out to me, like I could see it. Like you could see a woman, she's going to college, she's 18 years old. A year later, you see a photo of her and she's like 19 and she's been run through by like half a dozen guys in college. And then you see this like dead stare and you're like, holy cow, right? And you start to see this more and more once you start like looking at women's pictures and dating them, and you start to see how they've like they changed with time. So with women, it's not so much about how much they've had it, but it's with how many guys they've had it, right? So if a woman's had one or two partners, then that's not, and if they've had it a thousand times with one guy, that's different than having it a thousand times with a thousand different guys. For whatever reason, the mileage and the driver makes the difference, right? So the mileage could be high, but it could only be a one driver, right? But if it's like high mileage as a rental car, yeah, you got problems as a woman, if you know what I mean.
This is outrageous, dude.
Yeah,
so you're saying for women, their light diminishes, like in their eyes, when they have too many partners?
Yes. It's not the amount that they have, but the number of partners that they have. And if you start...
Dude, why?
It has to do with emotional complexity. Remember, women have a better memory when it comes to social interactions than men do. So they're gonna try to remember all of the interactions that they've ever had with all of those guys. And it's going to short circuit something in their brain. So, and at a certain point, they it's like a bottle. You fill it up. At some point, they lose the ability to bond with men if they've had too many partners. So if, you know, it's usually like 2, 3, 4, 5 partners, depending on the woman. And after that, the ability to bond goes away. Shaking your head.
I'm shaking my head. I have no words.
Just look, just like, you know, like, and again, this is something that's really been pointed out in the last 6 months to a year in the manosphere. Like every time, like I post a picture of a woman and she's like had like 20, 30, 40 partners, people always do like a close up of the eyes. They just crop the eyes out and they show a close up and they're like, look, dead eyes. And then they would show a woman who's like, no, she's like her high school sweetheart. She's still with them. And they show the eyes and the eyes are like alive and happy and like they look like they have a soul,
right?
It's messed up. It's really messed up. And then you want to go back and you want to go back and look at all the old photos of your ex-girlfriends and then be like, oh my god, like look at her eyes, oh shit, what was I doing? Like, and then look at your eyes, you're like, I don't know, you don't know where the fuck you are because you're so doped up on like your love goggles and your like positive emotions that you look like a drug addict. And she looks like a dead like ice queen. That's what it usually ends up looking like.
Horrible. Okay, so let's wrap up. So going back to semen retention, can it make you better financially? Because that's what this is about.
If you want to do it financially, avoid relationships. Because remember, also, it's not just about that it increases your ability to think clearly. But it also, if you're single, then you have double the amount of time to be productive, right? Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you have double the amount of money that you have because you're not spending the money on a relationship. So by having by being single, you've doubled your time. By doubling your time, you should use that time more effectively. So now you can double your income. And then not only have you doubled your income, but you've also saved half of your spending. So you should be growing by 4 times faster financially by being single than you are in a relationship. Like if you do the calculation, the back of the napkin George Costanza equation when he's clear-minded, that's what you should be doing. Your financial picture should be growing 4 times faster if you take advantage of it.
Right. Fuck, wow. So, but you're speaking from just the time perspective and the thinking and the financial perspective. I was thinking about more like the energy, productivity, clarity, but I guess you're right.
Well, like I said, if you want to go nofap and then you want to like have a muse, then that could elevate your productivity even more. Like,
mm-hmm. I wonder if it's different for every man. I like this
Yeah.
idea of the muse and Salvador Dali. It's a great reference. I didn't know that about him, so thank you for that. I wonder if, like, some men, it's different. Like, some men can do it with sex, or some men just not even a relationship, or some amuse, or some with ejaculation. Yeah, I started out just thinking about ejaculation from, like, a, semen retention perspective, right? But we've kind of gone all over.
Yeah, no, I like when you brought this up, I was like, I know exactly where he's going to go with this. And like I've thought about this for the longest time, and it's more complex than, you know, like I go on Twitter or X and people are just like, "Hey man, just practice semen retention." It's like, do you understand that this is a more nuanced thing than just like releasing your boys out onto the world? Like this is not, it's not as simple as that. Like it's more complex. Like and nobody wants to really
Definitely
talk about it.
complex.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, I'm glad we talked about it today.
And see, the
Thank
thing
you.
is, yeah, but you see, the thing is, I talk about this stuff, and then I get people like contacting me in my coaching calls, and they're like, "Thanks for telling me this. You, thanks to you, I've just made $10 million." It's like, what the hell? Like, you know, I dumped my wife, and now I'm a multimillionaire within like 5 years. It's like, how did this happen? It's like, thank you,
Are you
Sandman.
shitting me?
No, I'm not shitting you. Like, I've got people who are like high-end finance guys and business people who just contact me out of the blue telling me their story.
Okay, well, let's hear some of those stories in another video.
Well, I don't, I can't, it's a confidentiality, right? Like it's a lot of this is
Yeah,
like,
change their names and stuff.
but like there's certain people like if you look up Malcolm and Simone Collins, they're a couple that you might actually want to have on your podcast. And they're really fascinating because they basically what they do is they create embryos of their future children, and then they pick which children have the best genetics, and they decide to actually have those children be born. So like imagine, you know, like Simone had her eggs taken out back when she was in her 20s, so they were at the highest level they could be. So her peak fertility, the eggs were taken out, and then they created those embryos back in their 20s, and now they're having their kids now in their 30s. But they're only selecting for the best embryos possible, right? So they're only selecting for the kids that have the least amount of genetic defects, that have the highest like physical traits. They're basically practicing like eugenics to some extent, right? They're deciding which they're not deciding which children are born based on random chance. They're deciding based on, you know, God likes to roll the dice. Well, guess what? They're like a Las Vegas casino. They just rig the dice, right? They're just like they've tweaked the dice, and they're making sure that the sixes pop up every time, right?
Yeah.
So again, that's another interesting topic for another day.
You're telling me. I wrote it down. We're going to talk about that again. Dude, thank you so much for this. This has been radically beneficial for all of us who've listened.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thanks again. Bye.
Well, that's it. If you want these videos 2 weeks before I release them here, then check out the Financially Indestructible channel in the description. It's right near the top. If you have any finance-related topics that you want us to cover, then please leave them in the description. Michael and I both do coaching, and you can reach us through the links below too. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.